Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Sunny 100, an introduction, a series where we're going to develop depth in our surfing. It's really up to you and your personal story. We're going to have conversations with people along the way, but take a deep dive into what's really going on behind the scenes. You know, when you've ever listened to things or heard somebody say something or watched something and you just, something about it you just don't trust. To me, that's a great thing, because this is really about listening to your inner voice, listening to your story, getting the most out of what's inside of your role that you have to play and how surfing can be leveraged and highlight the depths that are already going on. And it's fun to begin with, but explore them and get a little bit deeper. This series is going to be the difference between the last board you loved and the next one you'll order. How well you surf and how well you could. The parts of the waves that you remember and how to make the most of these memories. It's all about setting intention, creating an aim, creating a plan, all to uncover the depth. It's going to be fun along the way regardless, but things come into this role that we don't expect and you got to pivot accordingly. But having a plan and having a goal seems to be the most important thing to set out with. Once again, I feel like the concept of resolutions is setting oneself up to fail for the most part mentally, but setting intention seems a little more accurate. You see, the thing is, if you keep imagining how things are supposed to be, you can miss how they really are. There's a difference between being self-critical and assessing where you want to be and where you are. But to be careful not to be self-deprecating. This whole surfing thing is really so fluid and flowing, and that's the beauty of it. The difference between it being one thing or not another, that binary, dualistic mindset, I don't think has any place in assessing how you're surfing and what you're riding, let alone how the boards work and what's making them come alive. So when it comes to creativity and being patient, I think the setting intention is the best way to set yourself up to have a goal, assess it along the way, bring people in your path that you can be accountable with along the way and bounce ideas off and measure together and have fun and see where things are going. I think surfing's such a great canvas to apply these kinds of goals. Of course, no story without a struggle is worth believing, so there's going to be a cost, and that's kind of the concept of having things die and reborn again is, you know, some things in one's surfing habits and quiver and role and approach and attitude and mental fortitude. I mean, it's all just going on. It's all the same. It's all the same stuff, and I think unpacking these things are going to be of greatest value, so without rambling on here, let's unpack this over time, but set intention, realize where am I at, what am I trying to do, what's the next thing you can work on. I think that's the biggest goal, is working with what you have. This is for your surfing. This is for your approach to the waves that you'll ride and the memories that you'll take away. I'm constantly reminded how often one might go surfing, and even how long you'd surf, how many waves you'd ride. But think about it the next time you're driving away from the beach or walking home, if you're so fortunate. Wow, it's so great to live close to the ocean, just to see it every day. I can't think of how many thousands of miles I've driven out the way, way off the route most times, just to have a glimpse of the ocean. That was one of my favorite things about knowing Terry Martin. He never took anywhere that he couldn't take the coastal road, rather. But this is for you and how to get the most out of your surfing. Setting intention, looking to uncover the depth. It's kind of like just getting permission to dream again, but coming back to driving away from the beach. Think about it next time. Next time you're headed back from a surf, walking home or driving back, think how little of that session you actually remember. And it seems like it's fine sliced into these fleeting moments. I like to chalk them up to be called stoke, I guess, but you walk away with these glimpses of memory. That wasn't well said, but you walk away with these tiny memories, snapshots of a situation. When you really boil it down to how fragile a memory you're building these things on, and yet how much they can be leveraged, we've got to dive deep in seeing if we can produce those to a more frequent result, but also to a more tangible, long-lasting, and valuable concept. So here's to getting the most out of your surfing. Remember, if you keep imagining how things are supposed to be, you might miss how they really are. So let's see what's going on, see what we can enjoy next. And I'm learning along the way, and this is about how you can get the most out of your surfing.